The area shelters had been built a bit too close together, I guess, because they had to get a lot of them in. But the bomb that got me landed right between two shelters and just caved them in on each side. Normally, I would have been sitting right in the middle where everybody was killed. As I told you, I had a detective novel, which my mom didn't like. I was 16 at the time. And so I used to take it in there to read it when we went down the shelters, and I had to sit by the door to read it, which saved my life. Because in the center where the light was, they were all killed. The whole shelter was collapsed in. And that's where my friends were. That's where I would have been sitting if it hadn't been for that trashy book. I had to sit by the door to read it. As far as the raid went, we heard the bombers coming. We could hear them coming rolling the shelters. Could hear the bombers coming. Each shelter had its own warden. And he was standing outside looking up. And the last thing I remember, he jumped inside and said, "Get down, quick," because he saw a stick of bombs coming. And then there was a huge bang, the biggest bang. It wasn't time for hear any whistle. Just a big bang. And I did what my father had told me to do, and because I was young, I could do it. I put my head down between my knees and covered the back of my head with my hands, and that saved my life. But if I had been sat upright, I would have been dead like a lot of the other guys, because the concrete was like shrapnel. It just cut them down. But I was lucky. I had my head way down, so I just got injuries to the back of my arms and my head. I got hit in the head a couple of times. It was a dead man right across from my lap. I was only 16. I'd never seen a dead man before. I pushed him away, and just about that time, I heard this big man come to the entrance of the door, which was crumbling in. Great big guy came and he picked me up like a feather and carried me off to the first aid post. But what's always struck me, and I still think about it too, was there were several bodies lying in the street when they were carrying me up to that first aid post, and the all clear siren went, and with it automatically came on a tape. I can't remember the name of the music, but it used to come on automatically when the all clear went at the BAC, so you could march back to work. And that didn't seem right to me, to be listening to music at a time like that. I had a sister that was working at Rodney on that day, and one of the main things I can remember about the Rodney works was that the whole car park was aflame. Just about every car in there was burning, the black smoke pouring up into the sky. And I thought possibly my sister had had it, because quite a few buildings were down there. But she was all right too. Poor old Dad, they put the bodies in Filton Church, and he had to go around trying to find me. That wasn't very nice. He did find the lodger. I was fortunate because of training for a machinist. He had the most fantastic toolkit, and his parents, when they came down, said I could have the toolkit from my friend. After the bomb, after I came to, I was looking at the sky because there was no shelter above me. Looking at the sky. But it wasn't long before that chap came and he pulled the body off me and he got me out. But I can remember a chap, he's still a friend of his, he was trapped by his legs under the rubble, the back end. He was yelling his hello, and somebody shouted, "Oh, shut up, there'll be somebody here in a minute." Yeah, during a moment like that, yeah.